Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows God's handiworks. Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things. God of love and grace and goodness, we give you praise for making yourself known to us, so that we can praise you and declare that all our hallelujahs belong to you. We pray that all the world may find in you healing, answers, forgiveness, help, hope, and joy. Receive our thanks for your love and mercies while we wait for blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, friends. Welcome again to United in Faith. In studio today is the Reverend Tara Time, Minister of St. Paul's Norwood Charge of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. Reverend Time is also head of our camp ministries and will be telling us about this year's plans for camp. Reverend Tara, good morning.
Good morning, Reverend Paul.
It's good for us to be here. Thank you for coming.
It's my joy and pleasure.
Indeed, unusual times call for unusual measures. And it is no different with our arrangements for summer camps like this year amid the COVID-19 pandemic. I have a number of questions for you. I don't know how you're going to remember all of them, but if you don't answer, I'll ask you again. But here's where we are thinking. How will the United Church summer camps be structured this year? What age groups are being targeted for our virtual summer camps? What different virtual camps for various age groups will be held simultaneously during the same week? When will the camps be held? What is this year's theme and why was it chosen? Take it away, Reverend Tara.
Okay, Reverend Paul. As you know, this year is definitely different for us because we're not going to be gathering physically to engage in the camp ministry as we are accustomed to doing so. And so we're going to be using the virtual platform. And we are wanting to be careful, not really to call it a camp, but what we have said is that the United Church's camp ministry will host what we call a summer link-up for our children,
a summer link-up.
Yes.
For children, teens, and youth.
And youth.
I like that.
Yes, it's a summer link-up because When you think about a camp, you think about people sharing the same space and engaging in some physical activities.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be necessarily the same feel when you do it on the virtual platforms. However, we are wanting to ensure that they have some time together. And so this year, we're using the technological jargons to guide us with our theme. And so the theme for this year is connected.
Connected.
Because right. We have no choice
mm-hmm.
in our world today but to use whatever means we can find to be connected mm-hmm. to each other.
Yes.
And so connected to God, plugging and charge up.
Ah.
Connected to the word, download the message.
Yes.
Connected to each other, follow me.
Yes.
Connected to the mission part one, access granted. Connected to the mission part two, go on with it. So we're wanting to use the theological jargons and the young people, the children, the teens, that's what they're into.
You know, you have to give us all of that connected package again. So run through it again.
All right. So it's connected to God, plug in and charge up. That's actually the first day, the Sunday. The dates are actually August 9 through to 13, 2020. And we're starting the Sunday afternoon with connected to God, plugging and charge up, because we want to anchor whatever we're doing in the source of all things. And so it has two twists basically on it. One, plug in so you get what you need to go through the week. And if you're yet to plug in to the source of all things, plug in so that you can further plug in. I hope I've just made some sense a while ago.
Well, it makes sense to me.
Yes.
Even if it don't make so much sense to me, it sounds exciting.
It sounds very exciting.
Yes.
And then the following day, we are the Monday, August 10. We are doing connected to the word. Download the message, because you need the sustenance. You need the spiritual nourishment, that food to carry us and to anchor us and to give us hope and comfort in these times. The Tuesday, August 11, connected to each other, follow me. That's a testimony day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a day that we're hoping the young people can share on the various platforms the camp memory that impacted or influenced their lives most spiritually. And we have some other things for them to do on that day as well. The fourth day, connected to the mission part one, access granted. The point we're making on that day is to say that access granted means that salvation is for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is accessible.
Yeah.
There's nothing that stands in the way. And then the part two to the mission, go on with it, means that we have to evangelize and to get going. It's free of cost. There's no cost for registration. It's for all age groups. And what we'll do, we have grouped the age groups into two major groups. So we do the children's and the juniors together. And then we do the teens and youth together.
Mm-hmm.
But we're basically using the same platforms for all of them. We're using TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Zoom/YouTube. So those are the major platforms that we will be using to engage the Summer Link Up.
Right,
during August 9 through to 13.
August 9 through to 13.
Yes.
Right.
Sunday through to Thursday.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. 5 days. No, it doesn't mean that they're going to be on the platforms right throughout the day. The way that we're seeking to structure the program, that they'll have specific times that they go on. We are currently working on the programs, so I don't have that information to say when and when, but that will come out soon.
Right.
And I think I'm supposed to come back again to give further details.
Yes, you are.
What this is intended to do is to let the whole church know that something is on.
Right.
It's pretty new to us. We're learning a lot of things and we're navigating, you know, to make sure that whatever we do, if not all, but most people are able to come on a platform and to engage in the activities on the platform.
Well, Lady Tara, you said there's no cost for registration.
No, there's no cost. But they will have to fill out a registration form so
yes,
that we know
yes.
how many persons are attending
yes.
and how to plan effectively for that.
Yes. Well, it sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. And I'm sure it's sounding good to all the other persons listening. And we're looking forward to this virtual time where we share the virtual space with virtual activities. What I'd like for you to do is tell us the theme once more.
Connected. Connected to God. Charge up, plug in, and charge up.
Yes.
Connected to the Word. Download the message. Connected to each other. Follow me. Connected to the mission part one. Access granted. Connected to the mission part two. Go on with it.
I am neither youth nor teen nor anything of the sort. But I'll be checking in because I'm excited about it.
Yes.
And I
yes.
hope everybody will be. Reverend Tara, you are the head of our camp ministry. And you are the person, I don't know if you are the engineer, but you're certainly the technocrat. We're trying to use some terms.
I just lead a team of people.
Wonderful.
Helping to make sure
yes.
that this program gets off the ground.
Pray for us, please, and pray for the camp ministry.
Okay, let us pray. Almighty and all powerful God, we thank you, Lord, that in times of unusual events, in times when we really don't know what to do, that your wisdom stands and your wisdom guides and your wisdom allows for us to find creative and new ways to engage the ministry of the church. We present to you the plans for the Summer Link Up 2020 on the virtual spaces and platforms that we have. And Lord, we pray that as we engage this ministry using the virtual spaces, that our children, teens, and youth will be encouraged, they'll be affirmed, and they'll be able to share God's grace and love in their lives so far. Lord, we commit the program to you and those who are working on it to ensure that whatever we do, bring glory and honor to your name, because all that we seek to do is to glorify your name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Join some of our congregations for their streamed worship services this morning. Portmore United Church on Facebook at 8:30. St. Paul's Norwood Church of United Churches on YouTube at 9 o'clock. And Andrews Memorial United Church on YouTube at 9:30.
Thanks to the Reverend Tara Time, minister of the St. Paul's Norwood Church of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, and also head of our camp ministries. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Paul Pinto. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith. Produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com. And find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.